The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It's a Friday, July 29th, 7:05 in the morning, out of New York and around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, AM970TheAnswer. Great to have you with us. A busy time for Daddy over here. Very busy time for Daddy, but not too busy to go visit my dear mother yesterday. I had to do it. That's Dana Carvey. Thank you, doing George H.W. Bush. Hey, so I'm on my way to the stadium last night, and I said, well, I could go 287 and I could just go right to my mom's. I said, well, I'm going to go 78 because that'll give me direct line. Well, no matter what, I always say, I'm going to stop and I'm going to see mom and I'm going to take her flowers. So I went down to my old area of Essex County, New Jersey, and went down good old Bloomfield Avenue, came in that way off of 280, right? And go to see my mom, and I stopped at our friends at Caldwell Flowerland, Joe. That is like the place to go. You know, they do like performances, like in the flower shop now. I remember when Caldwell Flowerland, hey man, I remember selling tonos. I remember all these stores were like little shops. Now they're all like big businesses, right? So I stopped in, could you do a little something for my mom? They made a beautiful arrangement, popped over there. And I just stopped by just to give a hug and leave some flowers off. And just to do it. And you're like that too, Joseph.
Yes.
I know you do. You
my just, mother's actually back in my apartment now. She came to visit for a few days.
And how happy are you about that, Joe?
I'm thrilled. Can you hear it in my voice?
Sebilia tries to be hip. He moves to Brooklyn. Yeah, this very hip.
Very trendy.
Hi, this is my mom. And no, they're Brooklyn. She'll just think your girlfriend, boyfriend. They won't know. It's Brooklyn.
Well, my mother is going to probably try and play matchmaker all the way. I can't go to the store without her saying, oh, would you like to meet my son? No, mom. No, not here. There's a time and place for everything.
Wait a minute. That's actually not a bad idea. That's a new ploy, a new play on this, actually.
My mother is my wingman.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
And you got to just go, oh, mom, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, okay. Do you have a number? You know, that's a great, I like this idea, I'm telling you. Take your pick. Have your mom be your wing person. I love this. Come
listen,
on.
Listen, we were going to have a wild weekend, Joe. She brought a puzzle. She brought cards.
You actually going to stay in and do stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stay.
You know, you are such a good son. You really are. You know.
Well,
you,
you know, it makes my mother happy, and you know, it's hard for me to get out to Pennsylvania sometimes. So it's nice to have her for a couple days to.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
When you go shopping, use mom respectfully as your wing person, because if you see somebody you like, this is a great thing. I wish I thought about that. You know, just kind of you kind of go, hey, look, mom, look, she's cute, and your mom will do the rest. All you got to do, you never know.
Oh, I don't even have to ask her, Joe. She does this without me wanting her to do it. I was going to a restaurant for a while that I really liked in Brooklyn, and there's a very nice waitress and bartender there, and I brought my mother to eat there. So at the end of the meal, my mother says, geez, she says, you know, you're really nice. Joseph, why don't you ask her out?
Right in front of her. Oh,
needless to say, I went back recently with Matt Sambol and wouldn't even make eye contact with me. Wouldn't even spit in my direction.
That was great.
I said, I didn't say it. My mother said it. So I can never eat there again.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. You are so funny. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot going on as we look at all the news. And it is unsettling that Biden rejects notion that the U.S. is in a recession. Biden, does Biden know that he's in the U.S.? Does he know? Does he have any idea, this guy? You know what, by the way, can I lay in this 2 seconds? Because I know it jumped on social media. It was where he went after his predecessor. And he goes, when my predecessor had the virus, I got to stay with me for 2 seconds, because I always liked Joe Biden. No one didn't want to say anything bad about him. See, and I always try to take the high road, right? But he would get mad and get angry. The whole sniffing of the hair and the girl thing, that was very creepy. No one addresses that in the press. No one addresses it. Matter of fact, that no one talks about it. It's only online you see it, and you see video of girls like, what? I remember he put his shoulders he put his hands on the shoulders of a wife of one of the guys being appointed by President Obama. Remember that? And I'm looking out watching and saying, who is this creature? But I always thought it was, well, it's Joe, and he's nuts a little bit. And so now he starts with being president, and he undoes everything that President Trump had done. That was good. Rather than going, I know we disagree, but I'm trying to bring the country together, and I'm going to keep a lot of these things. We're not going to close down any pipeline. We are making a full push toward this Green New Deal. But right now, you can't be. I mean, he could have done it in such a nice way, and he didn't. He was just so mean. And then what happened in Afghanistan, that's where Biden lost me, so you know. Because some people say, well, Joe, don't say this, don't say that. I'm telling you, that is what lost me. When he allowed those 13 military members to be killed by the Taliban, and you know they had the intel. Why? Because we have folks who are intel on the show who said they had the intel in Afghanistan. It was how you would give away Bagram Airfield, the mismanagement, the disaster that was Afghanistan. The press forgets about it. I don't, and I hope you don't either. Because when you vote, and then you vote against somebody, like everybody voted against Donald Trump, and you're going to vote for this, this is what you get. This is what you get. And then I didn't see any remorse. He was just like, it was, well, this is what happens. And people falling out of airplanes, the C-117s, you know, people, and it was a disaster. And I didn't see the remorse. And I said, all right, this guy's done. He off my list. That's the end of it. Then he says, and then I said to, I told you this, I talked to my friend Brian Kilmeade. And I said, Brian, he's a nice guy. And Brian texted me back, don't be fooled, Joe. He knows what he's doing. Like that. Kilmeade said that. And Brian is very astute and on top of things always. So I'm going like, now I got to rethink this, right? And you know what it really, really shows what kind of guy this guy Biden is when he comes out of COVID and they applaud, it's like they're applauding because he didn't die. I mean, this is what this was. He came out with the aviators, and now here's President Biden who didn't die from COVID. Hey, oh, look at the president. It was so weird. It was just bizarre. And it plays into the whole playbook of the Chinese communists. Exactly what they wanted to do when they allowed this virus to be spewed upon the world. You know? And he's up there, and he's loving the attention. And he actually said, I don't even want to play the audio because we get too upset. But he goes, well, my predecessor, meaning Donald Trump, had it, and he was hospitalized. He was taken to Walter Reed in a helicopter, and he was sick. How dare you? But he did say, thankfully, he recovered. But he's comparing himself in physical stamina to the previous president. He's comparing himself. And he said, he had to go to Walter Reed. This is the guy, the president, who can't even walk up the stairs to Air Force One. And I don't want to pick on that, but I did. He fell down 3 times international. Now, I don't know that I can make it up Air Force One, honestly, but he's the president. And you're going to have that cocky, nasty, that attitude. And then go after, but I thought that was so, and then how Donald Trump beat that was for this, I'll tell you what, it wasn't easy because we didn't know what to do with the virus. And they gave Donald Trump a cocktail, you know, and he beat it, and he beat it handily. He made a big return to the White House. He did that just to show Xi that, look, we don't care who you are. I'm going to beat this thing. You can't get us down. That's what Donald Trump was doing. And everybody said, oh, look at Donald Trump. He walked up the stairs. Biden would not have survived if he got the virus when Donald Trump got the virus. And I don't wish that on anybody, you know. It's so, but for Biden to be that, you know what it was? It was mean-spirited. It was and you tell me about Donald Trump. This guy Biden, not a nice guy. Not a nice guy. And why the DOJ is protecting him with Hunter Biden and what they went through, how they're bought and sold, and the Democrats see the red flags. But, you know, according to John Solomon that I read earlier about this, about with Hunter Biden, this DOJ is not going to look at it. This Merrick Garland guy, who looks like he's, this guy's looks like he's, he looks unhealthier than Joe Biden, for crying out loud, Merrick Garland. Wish him all the best, but really, really, this is our attorney general. This guy, I tell you, they're just going to let this go, this whole Hunter Biden, and for the head of the FBI, for Christopher Wray, not to just bypass all of the nonsense. And like Monica Crowley on the show yesterday went through the whole litany, you know, of Clapper and Brennan, and all they're all corrupt. They get away with it all. They get away with it all. That's why we have to be so vigilant in November when we vote. This is my problem. This is my problem. And I read again from just the news I have in front of me. You got to watch out that they don't, that they, the new questions arise about possible Wisconsin nursing home voting violations. There were shenanigans in the last election. Was it enough to turn it around? Was it enough to turn it around where Donald Trump would have won? I think he would have won. Donald Trump would have won the Electoral College if there wasn't, if there weren't these shenanigans, you know? But I say, let's move on and let's do to them what they did to us, us meaning we the people, and move on. But how do we know that this isn't going to happen all over again in November? That's why when they said red tsunami, oh, the big red wave's coming. Number one, I don't know that that's true. I hope that is true. I hope we're watching. I hope we have eyes on eyes like I keep talking about. And number two, with this situation, if the Republicans do get in, the Republicans are notorious for doing what? Nothing. Nothing. We will repeal and we will replace Obamacare. Great, great. Nothing. What happened? Nothing. And I know, it was John McCain shot that down. But still, there's so much to do. The Gateway Project in, you know, New York, we need another tunnel. It's like a mess between New York and New Jersey anymore. We need so much. We need to help out folks in the inner cities. The black-on-black crime is a pandemic. That's the pandemic. That's according to Darren Porcher, who knows what he's talking about. It's a pandemic. They don't care. It would be nice if the Republicans said we're going to reach out to people of color. The Latinos that are coming aboard and joining the Republicans. Hey, I ain't a Republican. All I know is I can't vote Democrat anymore. And then what did I say? What do I say? Guilty as charged. Your pal Joey on the radio. What did I say? Joe Manchin's a nice guy. I know. Joe's good. He gets it. And into the sewer with Chuck Schumer. And now they're coming out with like almost a $400 billion package for the Green New Deal. That's going to keep this. It's going to keep this recession going. Hillary Kramer is going to join us. We'll see how long this goes on. But very, very disappointed in my friend, my acquaintance, the guy that I know, Joe Manchin. I kept telling you how great he is, you know, and then he's got to go do a backdoor deal. And that is a distraction, as Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan is a distraction. Something's up. It's never as it seems. It's never, you know, it's a matter of fact, you know what they should do before they do the network news? They should have like David Blaine or David Copperfield coming out saying, it's all an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. It's all you watch the shiny object. Watch this. Never believe what you see. This is your friend Joe on the radio. Never believe. It's all a distraction. It's all an ulterior motive. And it's all for the power and control of those in power right now. That's all it is. Has nothing to do with helping you and I. You and I, you know what we are? We're collateral damage. And they could care less about we the people. So I ain't no Republican. I ain't no Democrat. But I know what's best for the country. And we have to stay on our game. And if it means to vote Republican to take back the House and hopefully the Senate, then I'm voting Republican. You know, I can't vote in the primaries. You can't do that in Jersey, Joe. You know, you got to go.
Yeah.
But I could vote in the general. And that's what I want to do.
Yes.
Hey, listen, there's great Democrats out there. But every time I mention one, he goes south. Joe Manchin. What happened with Joe Manchin? What is he doing?
Listen, if we vote for the Democrats based on their performance in the congressional baseball game yesterday, then
they got slammed, huh?
Republicans won 10-0.
Man.
So hopefully they'll do that well when
is that a metaphor? That might be a metaphor.
the election comes around.
Yeah, maybe. And then I saw one gal. She was a Democrat. She flipped off the Republicans when she was coming off the field. I mean, really? I don't know.
Good
I,
sportsmanship, you know.
I know, and you guys are young, I know, and it looks like the Democrats are really just this nutty, out-of-touch party, and right now they are. They used to be great, man, and I'm sorry, and I know if you're listening and you're a lifelong Republican and you know that slavery was stopped by a Republican, you know, and even the voting rights bill and all the civil rights that was passed under John F. Kennedy after he's deceased, LBJ, but it was all Republicans in the House and the Senate. So I understand, and your argument is just. I don't mean to say that. But all I know is when I think of Democrat, I think of John Kennedy, because I was a kid and there's John Kennedy, you know. I think of FDR with the, you know, with the New Deal. And I think about how he came and got everybody out of the recession. You could criticize it. I understand it. But that was my idea. We came from a working class family and the Democratic Party was for the working class family. It's not like that anymore. It's just not. They've lost touch. You know how I know they lost touch? Because my mantra is to help at-risk communities and at-risk children. And the Democrats are nowhere around. Nowhere around. It was the last administration that created opportunity zones that helped out historic black colleges and universities. It was the last administration that stepped up and did the First Step Initiative to help African Americans wrongly incarcerated to give them an early release. This is a Republican who did that, you know? So I'm very disappointed in the Democrats. And if I'm wrong, call me and tell me I'm wrong. 877-970-2999. Hillary Kramer, you get your pen out. You get ready to punch it in. If you're driving, we podcast the show right after we're off the air at 10 o'clock. You'll be able to podcast because Hillary always has vital advice. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads looking out for you, 721. Debbie, how we doing out there? It's a Friday. People coming in and out of town. Craziness, right?
Oh, yeah. Never a dull moment on the roads. That's for sure, Joe. Good morning. Good morning to you on this Friday morning. Looks like traffic moving slowly on the New Jersey Turnpike as you head north in the truck lanes up by 13A. It's an accident on the shoulder. And also on the truck lanes, it looks like a separate accident right in that area. So definitely be careful here on the Turnpike north through Elizabeth and up toward Newark. Now, traffic is also moving slowly as you head to Tunnelly Avenue southbound, getting down toward 139, heading inbound over at the Holland. Just some volume with construction. Once you get to the tolls, you're okay. At the Holland, Lincoln, very light. George Washington Bridge, 10 minutes into town. We're still seeing this closure, Joe, over on 6th Avenue between 20th and 23rd. It's all due to that overnight robbery and shooting over there. Traffic is moving slowly on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. And watch for a lot of stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Jackie Robinson eastbound right by the Van Wyck. A stalled vehicle just cleared out of the way. Sunrise Highway West at Hospital Road into East Patchogue. It's a collision. And 684 South, the ramp to 287 East, an overturned tractor trailer in Harrison. Partly cloudy today, high of about 90. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by NHTSA. Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. In 2021, 23 children died in hot cars due to heat stroke. Many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. Please set reminders on your cell phone or place something you'll need in the back seat. Always look for your baby before you lock.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 722. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. So if you're feeling the pain, like our friend Joey Sebelia feeling the pain, like we all feel the pain, you want to get out of pain, we suggest you try the Relief Factor. You know, it's 100% drug-free Relief Factor. And I tell you about it, and I keep telling you about it, because it's so, I feel so good to be able to tell you that. I don't want to go in your face and go, oh, this is what you got to have. You got to get this and buy this and try that. We give you a 3-week quick start trial. How about that? You're not going to get that anywhere else. A 3-week quick start for only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. And it doesn't get fairer than that. So if you call 800-4-RELIEF, you go to relieffactor.com, you try the 3-week quick start. And you know what? If it works, then, you know, you're in and you're out of pain. And I'll tell you, like I tell you about all these folks, like Deborah Ann, you know, had that nagging hip pain. She, I don't know, Relief Factor, I don't know. That was her attitude, right? She tried it. You know what? Within a couple of weeks, no more hip pain. Every bit of it was absolutely gone. Now, I can't say that if that's not true. That is a testimonial right there from Deborah Ann, you know, in Massachusetts. And this is like from tens of thousands of other people. You got to try the 3-week quick start. Let's get you out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or start here, please, relieffactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Apple and Amazon shares are higher. Wall Street is looking at encouraging signs in their earnings reports. Apple's revenue and earnings were better than expected. Apple was dealing with supply issues and COVID-related shutdowns in China, though iPhone sales rose 2.8%. Analysts were expecting a drop. Amazon lost money in the quarter. Its shopping service is still seeing a downturn after its pandemic boom, and it lost money on its stake in electric truck company Rivian. However, Amazon's cloud computing business showed strength in the quarter. British Airways parent company IAG made a profit in the recent quarter for the first time since the pandemic started. It also owns Aer Lingus, Iberia, and other airlines, and it says demand recovered across all of them. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
Looking for advice on that new place you call home? Tune into the one and only Eye on Real Estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hillary Kramer is coming up momentarily. I did want to tell you about, I had the best talk with my buddy Steve Perillo. Oh, we're going to have a trip. He has a couple seats. Steve squeezed out a couple more seats if you want to go on the Italy trip with us. You know, and I went through, I spent such a great chat with Steve Perillo yesterday. He's a great guy. We're having a lunch next week, and we talked about everything and all that's going on. We're doing a performance there in Italy. Oh, yes, we are. In Rome, we're going to do a show, and we went through what instruments are going to be there and who's performing on stage. So it is so exciting. So if you want, by the way, if you want to go to Spain, by the way, if you want to go to Hawaii, by the way, if you want to squeeze into a couple of those Italy seats that we actually have a couple left, you could go and you could call Perillo at 800-631-1000, 800-631-1000. And you could get the Wonders of Northern Italy tour, and you could go to for foodies, Steve has a Taste of Italy tour. But I would squeeze in the tour for us in September. Come on, you might be able to join us, and we invite you to call 800-631-1000. Great chat with Steve. Very excited about the Perillo Piscopo tour. And it's not only this one. We're going to be doing it, hope by the grace of God, for years to come, because we're having such a great time with it, you know. 800-631-1000. Janice is standing by. Antonio's there. Terry is there as well. All the good gals and the guys at Perillo Tour standing by for you. 800-631-1000. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hillary Kramer, she's the gal, one of Wall Street's most successful equity analysts and investment managers. Hillary, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, Joe, I am very good, enjoying the summer, and I hope you are too.
You know what? We are. We absolutely are. You know, I love the heat. It's been great. And but, you know, we're so concerned about the recession now. What's going to happen? And since when you and I started talking, Hillary Kramer, you were so great with your advice. I keep saying this. Hillary's the only, I say to you, listening, Hillary Kramer is the only gal that actually gives you great stock tips on the air. Everybody dances around it. They're not sure. You go right between the eyes, boom, and you've done so well for so many of us, Hillary Kramer. But right now with the recession, what do we do? You know, I'm looking at the 401k. You're looking at this horrible situation under this administration. Where do we go from here, Hillary?
The stock market is telling us, it's a forward indicator, that we are going upwards. It's a very treacherous stock picking time. You want to be careful and pick your spots. You see what happens when you make a mistake. Procter & Gamble slipped up a little bit, and then suddenly, boom, stock pre-market is down 5%. That's Procter & Gamble that makes Pampers and Prel shampoo. But
wow.
The market, it's a time where you can make so much money. I have found that to be the case these last few weeks, especially if you have cash set aside. Be very, very careful with cash here. You need to have cash because rates are going to rise. The biggest concern, Joe, that everyone listening has to realize is that your payments are going to go up, especially on cars. It's great that everybody has basically fixed rate mortgages now. You know, you're 30-year fixed. That's going to be a lifesaver. But, you know, inflation is real. Inflation is here to stay for a while. But the big issues like the price of gas, we're already seeing that starting to stabilize. And this is a time you want to be, what do they say, when there's blood in the streets, you should be there buying. That's when big fortunes are made. And I brought some good stocks for everyone today.
We're ready. We're ready, Hillary.
My absolute favorite number one pick, if you're looking for tomorrow's Apple, Amazon, is Omnicell, OMCL. So few people have heard it, $110 stock. This is the automation of pharmacies. That's why you want to be in it. What Omnicell does is it's this medication management where the people are taken out of it in the hospital and everything is done on a cloud-based platform.
Wow.
And this is the direction that we're going in. Plus, Omnicell, remember, in the pharmaceutical industry, it's not just the medication that's being delivered that makes money, but the information and the data, which is analyzed and sent back. And Omnicell does it all. So they are transforming the model of how a pharmacy works. This does claim that they reduce errors because they're taking the human factor out. Of course, we all know, you know, bad input, bad output, but Omnicell is so far and above. That's the stock at $110. We think it's going to $300. Oh. And we're betting on that. And then we also have some fallen angels for you, one of which is Old Republic, ORI. Take that 4% dividend yield, Old Republic. Fallen angel because it is generally title insurance. Of course, they do liability insurance, property insurance as well. Mm-hmm. But the title insurance industry, everyone thinks, slow down, mortgage rates rising, no one's ever going to need title insurance again. Wrong. Even if the real estate market, you know, gets taken out back, you know, behind the woodshed, which it looks like many people think, you're still going to do great with ORI because you still need title insurance no matter what price that actual house sells for. Then you have some other ones like some goodies, but old ones, Broadcom. Remember Broadcom, it's ticker symbol AVGO. I know that sounds incredible, AVGO for Broadcom, but you want to own Broadcom with a 3% dividend yield. We all knew that from the year 2000, but it's a lot of the semiconductors and upgrades to the Wi-Fi, which we're coming to a new crossroads, and that is, you know, 5G, and Broadcom is right in the thick of it, and a company that doesn't get a lot of attention, but certainly you can make 50% on that.
Wow. You know, you're unbelievable. How do you find these stocks? How do you know? Because, and I tell you, as you listen to Hillary Kramer, I've done this, and I'm not a stock person. You know, I don't do it. So I hand it off to my son, who's the brains in the outfit, Hillary, you know, my big boy, right? And everything that you said, We have done so well with you, and we appreciate you being so honest, because everybody's afraid to say it on the air. You say it, and it works. And how do you know? How do you see? Is it an instinct that you just see what's coming, or you just a plethora of information and you know, stats that you have to go over?
What it starts with is a great team. I have a great team behind me, because the stock market, to do it well, takes 24 hours a day. It really does. And what I do that is really the secret is I combine fundamental and macro research, which sounds like just jargon. But what it means is exactly what your question. Yes, I look at all the basics. I look for, like with Omnicell, OMCL, I look for double-digit growth. I look for a company that's going to grow 50% plus every year for the next 3 years, and I look for certain markers like that, you know, and screen for them. But macro, right? What's macro? Macro is looking at the big picture. What's hot? What's in? What's happening with tax policy? Who's going to be in the White House? Who's there now? What are the tastes and the changing demographics? And that's how we end up with all these great stocks. We also keep our eyes open. On one hand, you want to be part of the trend, right? The trend is your friend. But on the other hand, there are stocks that are like our Old Republic. Title insurance is going to go, you know, away. No one's ever going to need it again. We look and we realize that the market is very emotional. It's really like a very, very emotional woman who's like going nuts and crazy and really upset. And then all of a sudden everything's wonderful and great and we're all in love. And that's how one should think of the stock market. And just if you keep your head about you, you'll realize that.
You're the great analogy, but...
All the feminists are going to be after me now.
I know.
Uh-oh, Joe, I can't believe I just said that.
No, you can say that. And Hillary, I tell you, you are a great role model for gals everywhere, so we always appreciate it. Listen, thank you so much. You got to come back soon. Have you been traveling? Did you get out of the country by chance, travel around a little bit?
We've actually been staying put and taking advantage of when the stock market is having a nervous we stay here. But I would love to go on your Italy trip. That sounds exciting. I'm going to call all my subscribers, all my 1 million plus subscribers, about that trip to Italy. And
yes,
I don't know
please.
What you're going to do. You're going to need 1,000 buses and cars all over Italy by the time we're done.
Italy, anytime. We love it. We have it's such a family. It's such a beautiful family. And we do. We take buses. We have buses, and we always sell out. You would love it. You would love it. Hillary, we love you, girl. Thank you so much for really gracing the airwaves with us. It really makes a lot of sense that you talk about. So please come back soon. And anything you need, just text me if you need anything about the Italy tour. We'd love to see you over there, you know?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. Hillary Kramer right there. You can Google Hillary Kramer. You can read Hillary Kramer, one of the brightest gals in all of Wall Street, clearly. Hey, Joe on the radio, 736. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will join us momentarily. Right now, Bill Gagan is in the newsroom for Al on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 75 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. MTA worker being recognized for helping an NYPD officer struggling with a suspect in a video that's now gone viral. Transit Worker Union Local 100 praising their colleague for his action.
I seen a police officer in a dangerous situation being held in a chokehold on the ground, so I knew I'd intervene, so that's why I went over to help him out.
The worker was fixing a MetroCard machine and jumped in to help regardless of his personal safety. Transit worker could be seen in the video stepping in once the officer is slammed to the ground. He doesn't want to be identified in fear of retaliation. Mega Millions jackpot up for grabs tonight. You ready for this one? $1.1 billion. It's the second largest jackpot in the game's history. Hasn't been a grand prize winner since mid-April. Sports action. Walk-off win for the Yankees. They beat the Royals 1-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan, AM 970, The Answer. Check the traffic. Here's Debbie.
And thanks a lot, Bill. Let's see what's happening here. 111 in Central Islip, Wheeler Road. Everything is blocked off here by Suffolk Avenue. It's all due to an accident here in Central Islip. A lot of volume on the Cross Bronx westbound by the Sheridan. It's an accident in the right lane. Bruckner westbound slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge. 6th Avenue is still closed here in town between 20th and 23rd. It's all due to that overnight robbery and shooting. Police are still investigating. Stop and go traffic on the Van Wyck North right up through Hillside Ave, and volume on the westbound BQE into Meeker Morgan. Let's go over to the inbound George Washington Bridge. Moving okay. Lincoln, very light. Holland Tunnel, pretty light, but we are seeing volume on Tunnelly Avenue southbound, getting down toward the Holland Tunnel, heading down toward the Tunnelly Circle. They're doing some ongoing construction. 17 south of Route 46 in Hasbrook Heights. It's an accident. New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 13A. Accident being cleared in the truck lanes. Partly cloudy today. High of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman invites you to enjoy a free concert featuring Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist Joan Jett and the Blackhearts live. Saturday, July 30th, 8 p.m. at Eisenhower Park. Sponsored by Jovia Financial Credit Union. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Before the show, be sure to check out Nassau's top-notch restaurants, golf courses, beaches, and shopping malls. Nassau is back and open for business.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is standing by. I want to tell you quickly, if I may, about MyPillow Percale sheets that you love from Mike Lindell. Mike gets the radio audience. I always tell you that. So he goes directly right to you with this radio listener square when you go to MyPillow.com, and you'll be able to get, for example, a queen-size Percale sheet, right? Regularly, $89.98. You know what it is now? You ready for this? $39.98 with the promo code Joe P. That's me. Order now. Very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. And the MyPillow Percale sheets come with a, you ready? 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Like I always tell you, nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Joe P. That's me, to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. And Mike is telling us, you know, you got to order now because when they're gone, they are gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 741 on AM970, The Answer. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is a retired United States Army officer, experienced military analyst, by the way, with on-the-ground experience inside Russia and Ukraine. Author of this book that you got to Google, go to Amazon and check out, please. Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Colonel McGinnis, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Joe.
Hey, Colonel, why is Nancy Pelosi saying she's going to Taiwan? I sense distraction. What I mean, I'm confused. What is your military overview of this, sir, please?
Yeah, it is a bit of a distraction. Of course, our relationship with Taiwan is on and off. Mr. Biden has said three different times that we'll go to the defense of Taiwan, and that's like sticking a stick in the eye of a bear. In the conversation he had with Mr. Xi, President Xi of China, yesterday, Xi was very clear. He said, and I quote, "Playing with fire will set you on fire." And it was a direct statement about Taiwan and the threat that Ms. Pelosi would go over there, being the first senior U.S. official since 1997. But the Chinese are dead set on this, Joe. We need to understand, historically, the Chinese have always, you know, certainly back into the 17th century, claimed Taiwan, Formosa, as part of their country. And they're not going to give in to anyone, to include the United States, with regard to this.
And why would I think we I like the way we stick it to China, and it sickens me, by the way, Colonel McGinnis, if I may, sir, that President Xi would bully Biden like this. It sickens me that we're the United States of America. You've served with such valor for this great country, sir, which we appreciate more than we could tell you. The United States military, still the greatest, for now, the greatest military in the history of the world. And now this guy, Xi's going to say those things. He's going to say, look, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned, to the president of the United States. I mean, this... I in my lifetime, am I being overdramatic here, Colonel? Because I didn't think they could talk to America like this, you know?
Well, two issues here. Mr. Xi considers Biden a weak president and sees opportunity. And also, Xi is up for his third term in office this fall.
Right.
And as a result of that, he's promised for, you know, since he came into office in 2013, that he will return Taiwan to its rightful ownership, and that is oversight by the communist Chinese regime. Keep in mind, you know, like I indicated, 17th century, it was a province in 1885. It's been back and forth. It was a possession after the Japanese War of the late 19th century. And then we promised, the United States promised to give it back in 1943 as a result of World War II. And the Japanese finally, when they surrendered, Beijing took over. However, it was President Truman who in 1950 decided he would freeze our relationship with Taiwan and stick it to the Chinese. And so it's been ambiguous as to the relationship ever since. And the Chinese are growing weary of this. They have every intention of taking back Taiwan under their control. And we have to recognize that, they've had a long-standing relationship, but the U.S., changed that policy primarily because it was an ideological battle with the communists of Beijing. So, you know, our policy has been somewhat ambiguous over the last 100 years. Now it would appear to be ambiguous again, given what Mr. Biden has been saying over the last year.
You know, so what if Pelosi decides to go? And again, whatever why she's going, no one knows. It could be a distraction for her. She's going to have problems. Whatever. She goes. Does China react? Does China actually react? Number one. And number two, if I may, Colonel McGinnis, we have, and correct me if I'm wrong, armed Taiwan to the teeth with very contemporary modern weapons. I mean, in any scenario, Colonel, do you see China starting some kind of, any initiative toward in a violent way toward the United States?
Well, we have armed Taiwan significantly based on treaty a long time ago, and we continue to do so today. They have been, certainly for more than a year, very provocative around the Taiwan Strait, and not only in the air, but on the sea and under the sea. They do have significant capabilities, and I would argue in the last next year or so, they could potentially retake at great expense to the Taiwanese that island. Now, of course, what the Chinese communists are concerned about is that Japan, Australia, many nations other than just the U.S. Have given encouragement to the Taiwanese that will come to their defense. And the ambiguity of Mr. Biden's own statements when he was in Japan not that long ago were very encouraging to the Taiwanese. So that and the fact that Japan's upping its defense budget and a number of other bilateral and multilateral relationships in the region are painting a very clear picture that confrontation is on the mat. It's going to likely happen if this issue isn't resolved.
You know, and Colonel McGinnis, before we let you go, sir, look at Afghanistan, the disaster of Afghanistan. I still can't believe he gave up Bagram Airfield, this guy Biden. People falling out of these transport planes. What happened with the 13 military members, God rest their souls. Inexcusable. If anybody could mess up anything, and I think I'm quoting Barack Obama here, it's Joe Biden. This looks to me, it's such a complete fail. This is me talking, not Colonel McGinnis. This is me talking, Piscopo on the radio. This administration is such a big fail. I'm thinking they're desperate. They're going to do anything to distract. And I think that distraction is going to come from Taiwan. Colonel McGinnis, I hope I'm wrong, sir.
You know, tail wag the dog is often an issue that we think about in politics. Mr. Biden has made some real gaffes over the last year and a half. And many of those were made overseas and undermined our effectiveness, not just Afghanistan, but you know, certainly in Poland early on in the war that's ongoing, and some of what he has said when he was in the Far East. So, yes, I am very concerned about that. And the Chinese communists are no one to mess with. They have very clear ambitions over the South and East China Seas. Now, they're globally ambitious given their footprint in South America, Central America, and a growing influence over Europe. So these issues are not to be dismissed lightly.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, thank you for your service. Thanks for your expertise on the air. Always appreciate it, our friend, and please come back soon.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir, Colonel Robert McGinnis, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Joe on the radio. Oi, one more thing we got to worry about. Debbie's on the roads, and we'll go local now. I think of the world stage in the geopolitical situation, and you look at Joe Biden handling it, you go like, oh, my gosh. I know. I'm
scary.
Telling you. It is scary. And I think they do things for to distract us. Ah, let's start another war. God forbid, but, oh, Debbie, unbelievable.
I know. One of my friends, her family's from Egypt, and she says people are just laughing at him. You know, they're like, this guy's a joke, you know. It's embarrassing, you know.
It is. And you know, and not to be mean, we wish him all the best, but really, I mean.
It's just embarrassing because he doesn't know what's going, if he's coming or going. He's shaking hands with nobody. You know, it's like, this is scary. He just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. Hope for the best.
He should be the ice cream czar. Leave it at that and bring somebody else in, I think, you know.
Scary.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock. We'll get there. So help me, gosh, we'll get there. Hey, Deb's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to 287 eastbound. It's actually the ramp from 684 south to 287 east over in Harrison, over in Westchester County. It's an overturned tractor trailer. It's been out there on the ramp all morning. That ramp is completely off limits right now. If you're taking a ride to the Taconic northbound up through Yorktown, they're doing construction getting up toward Underhill Avenue. Now, traffic is pretty light at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over at the George Washington Bridge, it's a stalled tractor trailer on the upper level by the tolls, but really light at the George, Lincoln, and the Holland. But volume on Tunnelly Ave south into the Tunnelly Circle in Jersey City because of earlier construction. 17 north is moving okay, but southbound 17 by Route 46 in Hasbrook Heights, getting reports of an accident. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north at 13, an accident being cleared. Cross Bronx is moving slowly west at the Sheridan, a stalled car cleared. 6th Avenue is still closed in the 20s because of an ongoing police investigation. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains the impact of an open border.
We have said this on this broadcast for a long time now, that whether you're living in Texas or Arizona or California border states, or whether you're in Manhattan or Atlanta or a town in Mississippi, this situation with an unregulated, unprotected border is wreaking havoc.
Sekulow, live. Afternoons at 4, right before Cats at Night at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Papa Report.
Hey, it's Sean Papa, president of DPS Advisors. I hope you're enjoying the Joe Piscopo Morning Show. I'm the host of the Papa Report. Each week, we talk about current financial topics that affect your investments and your retirement plans. Turning on Social Security is one of the biggest decisions a person can make in retirement. The old rules were changed in 2015. You used to be able to use different techniques to increase your benefits. They're all gone. Now the only decision left is when to turn it on. Some factors to consider: health, outside assets to use, pension benefits. Tune in on Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. to hear how you can make sure that you're receiving the highest benefits available to you. Check out the Papa Report Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. If you want help now, call our office at 973-226-6000 to schedule your no-obligation meeting and get your complimentary DPS report, which will give you the answers you're looking for. Call now.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time
where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, let me tell you about Rhino Shield if I can. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. You can go to rhinoshieldofny.com. If you call by August 31st and you get your free quote, I said free quote, from Susan at Rhino Shield, you will lock in a 20% discount. On top of that, you will get a 25-year transferable warranty against peeling, chipping, cracking, mold, or mildew. What painter is going to give you 25-year warranty? See, what Rhino Shield is, it's like a ceramic technology that is sprayed on to virtually anything, like a brick, block, stucco, cement, wood, metal, and more. You got a house, you got a business, you have an office, you want it to look great. Sometimes, I'm telling you, it's like there's one, if I can, looking at the clock, we're going to go to weather in a second, but there's one guy, I don't want to say any names, but in the neighborhood, you know, and I can see he's always doing the lawn, always doing his lawn, and he's meticulous about the lawn, but then I see on the side of his house, it's all moldy. You ever see a house like that? And I'm going to myself, and I want to pull over and say, hey, pal, you know, the lawn looks great, but you might want to call Susan at Rhino Shield, you know, because that's what I, listen, I only know because I did. My house was a mess. It was multicolor, kind of like my hair. It was all crazy, different colors, different parts. You had to keep redoing it, you know. No, not anymore. I called Susan. I Rhino Shielded my home. And now I have, I think, the best looking house on the block. You know, I really think so. And I'm prejudiced, but I thank Susan for that. So get that 20% discount. Get that 25-year transferable warranty. But you got to call for a free quote by the August 31st, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or rhinoshieldofny.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Duke Ellington, that's for you, Jepsy. Alex Garrett is giving you a little lesson on all... Listen to this. Oh, that's a great band, Duke Ellington.
Duke
Ellington.
Duke Ellington?
Yep. Duke Ellington. This is great. With an E. Oh, you got to try. Take the A train. You got these cats, man, started it out. I mean, we got to go to weather, I know, but even like Count Basie. They had big bands. Big bands went away, but then they came back in a big way during the Frank Sinatra era. Yeah, it's great that you're hip to it because you listen to it. And it has all the instruments, all the instrumentation and the arrangements are brilliant.
Right.
Hey, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. How are we doing weather-wise today, dare I ask, Jeff?
Little cuckoo indeed, Joe. That's a great way to word it. It's going to be these hit-or-miss rain showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the late evening overnight. But otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, temperature-wise 87, 72 tonight. And then the heat comes back, and I know you like hearing that. The weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy. I love it. I love the heat that you like. 86 and 87 on Sunday.
Now you're talking, baby. You know, it's the Mediterranean. It's a Mediterranean blood in my soul. Hey, Jeffrey, great job. Great job, my friend. Thank you so much. Ellington with an E. Duke Ellington. You'll love it. Love it. There's the man. Thank you, Alex Garrett. Very well done. It's so funny.
And then I'm going to introduce you to Al Jolson. Al Jolson was a great guy.
Don't make me find Al Jolson now.
No.
Rudy Valley in the next hour.
No. Say goodbye. You don't know. Do the big band stuff, Alex. Right on the money. Hey, Tom Holman, fired up. all these mayors saying, why are you sending illegal aliens to us? Gee, who's been talking about that for years? Tom Homan has, and he's on the air. Andy McCarthy with us as well. Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff, Jen Kearns on the radio, Morgan Ortegas, Amanda Williams, Joe Piscopo, and we are coming.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.